good stuff for this weekend. Be fun for one and all and even extras. Good stuff. All righty, Mr. Jeff, KD5CKK, what's happening in your neighborhood?
Oh, not a whole lot there, Denny, but anyway, WA6DKD in the net, KD5CKK.
Okie doke, very good. WG5T, Bill?
WA6DKD in the net, WG5T, good evening. Denny, not a lot to report. Kind of got outside a little bit. The temperature was actually pretty decent today. Anyhow, thank you, sir. WG5T.
Okie dokie, very good. Yeah, it was kind of nice out there. Mr. Harold, W5IFN. Alrighty, I are here, and put a checker by night. Mr. Victor has a courtesy check-in, and Miss Lucky has a courtesy check-in. I believe she got a dinner date or something this evening. Chris, KC5PIQ. How about Mr. Bobby, a movie aficionado and granddaughter babysitter gentleman? NE5Y, Bobby.
NE5Y here.
Ah, very good, sir. We'll get back with you here for too long. Mr. Don, are you with us this evening? W5DDP, Don? Well, how about the Radio Ranch? AE5L, Al? Well, things are rather still and quiet out at the ranch. Well, how about beautiful downtown Noble? KE5BYV, Steve? Haven't heard that guy in about 3 or 4 weeks. I'm starting to get worried here, I think. Also with Gordon. KD5ZYD, Chad.
Good evening, Denny and the net. This is KD5ZYD, Chad.
Ah, very good. Thanks for clearing up the quiet time here. Mr. DJ, up in the northeast corner of the county here. KG5QEZ.
Fred Bell's on KG5QEZ.
Well, I wonder what all that Christmassy tones were going on out there. Now I know. How about Al, KJ4FUH?
KJ4FUH here.
Okie dokie. Thank you, Al, for being with us this evening. Mr. Peter, AG5 Delta Bravo. I do believe he is still down in Singapore. My goodness, and that would have been a dandy DX if he'd have made that the trip. How about Mr. Elliot, KF5VMJ? John, WB5Q, has requested a courtesy check-in, and we got him. K8WGE, Ken. Jorge, I'm not so sure about his call here. KI5ANA, Jorge? Well, how about up to Mr. Galen? WX5MOR. How about Justin? KB5LHM.
KB5LHM, Justin. No traffic, count only, please.
We We gotcha. Maybe you'll be here for some comments on the second round. Anyhow, thank you very much for checking in with us this evening. Mr. Ed, AE5EH. KE5GRO, Bryce. KF5HWB, Tim. W5LHG, Larry. Well, I know this feller ought to be here. How about Mr. Mike, KG5SSU? My goodness, well, I hope he's not out at the deer stand, unless he's out taking pictures. KJ5AlphaAlpha, John. N0ZBH, Brent. Well, here's real reliable. I know he'll be here. W6KPR, Andy. Well, so much for that. N2MOT, John. KG5BIM, Jim. KM4UPN, Claire. Well, I wonder if Quincy stayed with us. KK5QS, Quincy.
Well, good evening, Denny. Everyone on the net. KK5QS, Quincy here in Marlow. If conditions will hold up, Denny, I'll be around for the second go-around. Over.
Ah, well, very good. Well, they have at times been really dandy, so we'll check back with you here in a little bit. KX5MOT, John. N5ZZM, Dave. How about Gary mobiling around out there? KG5LQX, Gary. KG5ZRA, Mark. KC5GRZ, Mike.
KC5GRZ, yeah.
Is that GRC or Z like in zebra?
Z like in zebra.
Ah, very good. And I have it down correctly, and I just heard it. Not so sure. Very good. Thank you very much, Mike, for checking in with us this evening. KG5BIJ, Greg. Well, that's the bottom of the list as I have it. Do we have any other late, new, or missed or visitor check-ins that'd like to check in on that this evening?
Got a new guy here, KI5ARH, Dale, South Oklahoma City.
KI5 and the rest of it, please.
ARH, Adam Robert Henry.
Very good. And I'm slow on the pickle here. And the name was, again?
Dale, David Adam Lincoln Edward.
All right, Dale, thank you very much for checking in with us this evening from the south end of the city there. Do we have any other late, new, or visitor check-ins this evening?
W6KPR, late check-in.
Oh, KPR, got a little late there. Howdy, Mr. Randy, glad you made it.
K5MAS.
Oh, very good. Mike, glad you made it also. Do we have any others?
KC5, Sierra, Sierra, thank you.
That's S-T. And your name, sir?
Rodney.
Is that Rodney? I think you said yes, sir. You're rather noisy, and not all of it makes it in there. Anyhow, thank you very much for checking in with us this evening. Do I have any others? All right, well, we'll go back to the top of the list here and see what's happening and get a comment from folks. Dr. Phil is working on an antenna with a new feller there. Mr. Rodney, did you manage to stick around with us? KF5UZA.
Roger, roger. It's been a long month, and it's hard to believe we're almost into August. And I've gotten a lot of stuff done this week at work, but I've got so much more to get done. But it's definitely been interesting working at the State Department of Health. Just saying, if you've read the news lately, we've got a lot of stuff going on. Something about some medical marijuana, and our legal counsel does stupid things. Anyway, KF5UZA clear. Everybody have a good night.
Yeah, I bet you're rather busy here and there, and meetings here, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Glad you made it, and you can rest up this weekend up at the Ham Holiday. Oh, thank you for making the second round there, Rod. Mr. Jeffrey, what has been happening in your neck of the woods? KD5CKK.
Well, of course, day grocery day. I mean, Mom went to lunch this afternoon, and before that, I went visited a couple motels here in town to follow up on an application for my job coach. And that's about it, really. WA6DKD.net, KD5CKK.
Well, all right, Jeff. It'll sound like a semi-quiet day you had. It's not as busy as usual, but I bet that was enough to keep you busy anyway, and a good lunch, I'm sure. All righty, let's see if Mr. Bill's still with us. WG5T. Well, maybe not. How about, Harold didn't make it. Oh, I am here, and I have a zero Band-Aid whole weekday, I think. Been a real good week. Did a little weed eating the other day. Of course, some lawn mowing, but took today off. I did nothing today at all. And just stayed out of mischief and tinkered around the house here a little bit. But nothing wild and exciting. And we had a good time anyway. Stay out of trouble. Like I say, in zero Band-Aid days, that's always a good day for somebody in this neck of the woods. So anyhow, we thank you very much. Hey, Mr. Bobby, what is happening over your place? Tending the granddaughter and having a good time watching movies, perhaps. NE5Y.
NE5Y, yeah. Well, little bit of both, but you know, swimming lessons are on, and after the swimming lessons, she come out, and I was asleep. She woke me up and said she could free swim if I was inside, so I went inside, and I demanded that she have a pool noodle, and she got in, and she wouldn't touch the pool noodle. She didn't want to mess with it, and she just was playing catch with a little rubber football, anyway, I after about 15 minutes or so, I'm standing there, and my back's getting sore, and I told her, if you're not going to, you're going to say catch with a ball, you can do that anyway, anywhere. So I told her that she needed to just get out. And so she got the noodle and paddled around. I said, practice, you know, put it under your, on your chest and practice kicking your feet and such. And so she did that for about a half a minute, and then she got rid of it and wanted to go back throwing the ball. So I told her, I said, it's time to get out. It's past her lunch time. I'm tired and sore, and she refused to get out. And I said, I'll go get a lifeguard, and they'll pull you out. And she got mad, and there was a lady there listening, and she got her and talked to her, and took her over to the ramp there and walked her out. And she was kind of mad at me the rest of the day there. And so anyway, that's kind of the way where it goes there. She wants her way like any other kid. And so we have company here. The oldest daughter, and she come up to sewing lesson and break. She come up to, they was taking sewing lessons, both of them, and she's in there quilting on a quilt, and so I'm in the bedroom with a handheld, and, cause they're in there watching YouTube's about sewing quilts and putting one on the long arm, and, don't ask me what all that means, but they know. And anyway, I'm in the bedroom here with a handheld, and hopefully I'm getting out all right. I have a extra long rubber ducky on here on this handheld. So there was something else I was going to bring up, but I'll cut it off here and turn it back to you, and wish everybody well, and I'll see you Saturday at the ham holiday, and matter of fact, I'll be at Beverly's at 7 o'clock for breakfast, and with a bunch of guys I talked to in the morning, and the Salvation Army bunch. And anyway, I'll see everybody then, if you make it. 85 Y clear.
Okie doke, Bobby. Very good. Sound like you've had a busy day. having a little one with swimming lessons. Well, that takes a while, but they'll make it and be a better reward at the end. And they only stay mad a short time, so they'll get over that. And that's all right. When Grandpa speaks truth, it's here and now and not tomorrow. Anyhow, thank you for checking with us, Bobby. Very good. Mr. Chad, KD5ZYD, what is happening with you?
Oh, Denny, we just got all sorts of fun stuff going on. KD5ZYD, I've got a big announcement. We are expecting a future ham radio operator. So, yay, good stuff. We actually have our first appointment with the doctor on it this Thursday, so we'll know more then. But cat's kind of out of the bag with the family, so figured I would let everyone know here as well. So, yep, there will be another Cunningham, hopefully a K5 KID coming along here soon. We're looking somewhere maybe February, March is so far. But anyway, other than that, it has just been crazy. Got a lot of new equipment in for the shop, and that has just been a great hit with the students and the faculty. Everyone is digging it, so got more requests for, you know, the next steps, things to get. And so we'll just continue growing that shop and the functionality for it and bringing it into this era of technology. And, yeah, going good. So things are going decent at work. We are losing one of my good friends down at the machine shop. So if anyone knows any machinists, I will keep you all posted as that develops. But right now it's still way, 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 way early for all that. So anyway, yeah, just crazy. So anyway, I hope everyone else is doing well and staying cool. I'm glad these past few days have been cooler than normal. But 73's all. Have a good evening and the rest of the week. And we'll see you AM holiday this weekend. KD5CYD.
All right, Chad. Well, very good, and congratulations. They used to say long ago that the rabbit died, and that was a nursery announcement. And I heard another one from our preacher the other day that was thought I was pretty good, and he said that his daughter-in-law was had to go to the emergency thing for a little checkup thing, and they said that that virus that she's got, it just has to run its course, and everything will be fine in about 9 months. So there's different ways of that. Anyhow, congratulations there, and hope all is well. And they got a future KYD or a KID ham there. Excellent. All righty, Mr. DJ, KG5QEZ.
Thank you, Mr. Denny. That blew any announcement I could have possibly had, but I will say, Chad, if you'll get with me rightly here after the net, I've got I got a few things I'll give you. Trying to clean out the closet, if you will. Anyway, some good stuff, actually. Anyway, that's that. No, knocked the grass down last night and wasn't able to participate in last night's net, but anyway, had some fun on 10 meters on Sunday. Denny heard about it, even talked to somebody about it. But anyway, I got to make Chile, mid-Chile, and also got to talk to the, oh, I'm going to get the president wrong here, the Space Center in Houston on 10 meters, which was rare. They rarely go down there, and they happen to have an event, and the other stuff wasn't working. And 10 opened up, and man, that was a hoot. I tell you what, you never know who you get to talk to on 10 meters. If you ain't tried it, you're only a technician like I am. It's a good deal. Anyway, outside of that, mowed some grass last night and trying to work on a thing for my dad, doing a favor, and you know how those things go. So anyway, it's never what you expect. It's always more work than you could ever hope for. So anyway, that's that. Chad, get with me after that. KG5QZ.
All righty, DJ. Very good. And, yeah, we heard the Space Center in Houston and also San Antonio, that's rather close for 10 meters, so, but I heard them pretty nifty, and, that's pretty good, so, congrats on working them in Chile. So, you've been having a wonderful time on 10, and, it's been in and out, and, a lot of good stuff out there. Mr. Al, what have you been up to? KJ4FUH.
Well, my cadet finished his high school. He won't get his grades or his diploma till September because that's when the school session ends. But he's already finished the requirements over a month early. So I'm proud of that. And he passed his acceptance tests into the Moore Norman Vocational School. And he's currently working on studying for the military entrance exam. Just for interesting talk about space, I watched a couple of space shuttle launches when I was in Florida, and I discovered my 2-meter radio could pick up all the communications between the launch control and the astronauts inside the shuttle. So that was very interesting, and I was the only one out of hundreds and hundreds of people that had a live radio going. So that was interesting. KJ4FUH, back to net.
All right, Al, very good, and okay on your cadet there. And I would assume he's a regular enlistment to the armed forces there. That enlistment test, don't pass the let him know that that is not just a simple little, are you good enough to get here? That will determine on what categories they will allow him to get into. So study hard for that. Do the best you can, because the higher you score, the more opportunities are open to you, no matter what that recruiter said. You don't do good on that test, you don't do good on the choices. Anyhow, thank you very much for being here, and glad you enjoyed the space shuttle stuff, although it's not a shuttle any longer. But anyhow, the communications, that's pretty cool. Hey, this is WA6DEKD. Going on down here, how about Justin, KB5LHM? What is going on with you there, Justin? I guess that's a one and doneer. Okay, let's see if Quincy, the band's still open down there, Quincy? KK5QS.
WA6D. WA6DKD. KK5QS. I think we got a direct line there. You still got me in there, Denny?
Certainly do. Sounding great.
All right. Good deal. Well, I'm trying to take a few days off this week, and, man, there was a big 6-meter opening last night. Had a lot of fun there, and then Monday around noon I made my furthest 2-meter sideband contacts, almost 1200 miles on a 2-meter sideband with 50 watts. There was a little opening up to Idaho and got a few contacts there, and it all started Sunday night when I was heading back from Oklahoma City. I was talking to a repeater in Tulsa on this frequency here, So I knew it was starting to open up. So that's all I've been doing, just playing on the radio. Over.
Well, very good. Congratulations on 2 meters to Idaho. Yeah, I haven't worked them on two in quite a while. So congratulations. I did, however, work Nevada. So on 2 meters. So you never know. Yeah, it opened up for a few minutes and it was gone. So you got to be there, or be square, or something like that. Anyhow, thank you much for checking in with us. Glad you made her. And, let's see, we got one more here. Mr. Boy, I got several. KC5GRZ, Mike.
Yeah, I'm still here. Well, I took advantage of, or couldn't take advantage of the cooler weather today because I mowed the lawn last week in all that heat and it didn't need it. So I spent the day making some homemade lasagna for the dinner, and that was an awful lot of work, but boy, it sure came out good. Well worth the work. I'm planning on trying to get to Ham Holiday on Saturday. I'm not sure whether I can make it yet or not. Can't make it Friday, but I'm going to try and get there on Saturday. So, 73s, and back to you.
All right, Mike. Well, very good. Well, you'll have a good time up there at Ham Holiday, and sounds good. And I'll bet that lasagna was a delicacy to be had. Anyhow, thank you very much for checking in with us this evening. Now, let's see if the late checkers are still with us here. Dale, I believe, KI5ARH.
Yes, sir, I'm still here. I was just going to say happy Tuesday, everybody. Congrats on the late Mr. Cunningham with the new baby coming. My wife's in the house right now studying. We're planning on being at the Ham Fest on Saturday so she can take her test. So excited about that. And that's about all we have going on here, 7-3, and everybody have a blessed week.
All right, Dale, well, I wish your YL there all the luck in the testing there. Excellent. How about W5 or K5 KPR?
Yeah, Danny, that's W6 KPR. Sorry for the late check-in. I was doing...